The Quickies on In.com.
Hello and welcome to In.com's Quickies. I'm Karan and my specialty is talking. So be the yin to my yang, plug in those earphones and away we go. After numerous unconfirmed reports in the rumor mill, it looks like Shraddha Kapoor and Rohan Shrestha's marriage has finally been confirmed. Finally, an end to the speculation, we hope. If news sources are to be believed, the actress and the photographer are all set to tie the knot next year. And Shraddha's mommy, Shivangi Kapoor, seems to be super excited and is taking a lot of interest in the wedding preparations. Rohan's dad, Rakesh Shrestha, who is a well-known photographer, seems to have confirmed the news also. In an exclusive interview with In.com, he said that he has given both of them his blessings and hope they remain happy all their life. Well, it's a good thing he mentioned the all their life bit, otherwise the blessing might not have been everlasting. Hey, I'm sure even blessings have to follow some sort of legal word framework to work the way they're supposed to. And we're happy Rakesh at least gave us confirmation about the wedding happening. Because when asked about the wedding dates, he was quick to redirect us to the couple in question and said let them decide, as he's not the kind of father who interferes in his son's personal life. Meanwhile, when In.com tried to get in touch with Shraddha's dad Shakti, he was all defensive sarcasm and suggested he didn't know about these plans and even asked us to let him know when we got more details about the wedding. Tapsee Pannu seems to have quite a strong Twitter game going on. She happily and tactfully takes digs at people on the social media platform, and when people direct not so favorable posts towards her, she takes it like a champ and gives it back later in a super smooth and subtle manner. How about we give you an example of both these scenarios, eh? So Sandeep Vanga, the director of recently released Kabir Singh, which has been raking in the moolah at the box office by the way, got into a little social media trouble recently when he made some comments on the criticism his movie was receiving for its alleged portrayal of misogyny and toxic masculinity. He said, "When you are deeply in love and deeply connected to a woman and vice versa, if you don't have the liberty of slapping each other, then I don't see anything there. I don't see emotions there." Well, you can guess how those comments were received. And amidst all the criticism came Tapsee's subtle dig at him. On Monday, a tragic incident of a 19-year-old girl getting killed by her boyfriend on the suspicion of her character was reported. Retweeting a news article, Tapsee wrote, "Or maybe let's just say they were madly in love with each other and this act was to validate his true love for her." You see the subtlety there? No names, no pointing fingers, nothing. She followed this same pattern recently after Kangana Ranaut's sister Rangoli Chandel criticized her for not giving Kangana a special mention while lauding the judgmental Hai Kya trailer. Later, when Varun Dhawan shared words of appreciation for the Saand Ki Aankh teaser, Tapsee was quick to respond by asking him why he hadn't mentioned her name specifically in his post. Why, Varun? Why? And there you have it, Tapsee's smooth social media trolling skills. Salman Khan may be older than he's ever been in his life, but he's all set to play his younger self in the upcoming Dabang 3, which will showcase Chulbul Pandey's past and present life. And while rumors earlier had it that Mahesh Manjrekar's elder daughter, Ashwami Manjrekar, was being considered to play the role of Salman's love interest from his younger days, fresh reports have confirmed that Manjrekar's younger daughter, Sai, will be making her debut with this movie. According to a report in Mumbai Mirror, the newcomer will romance Salman Khan when his character is shown in the flashback. Interestingly, Mahesh Manjrekar was a part of the first installment of the franchise where he played the father of Sonakshi Sinha and Salman's father-in-law. As for Sonakshi, she will be back to reprise her role as Rajo, wife of Pandey. The movie will also have Arbaaz Khan, South actor Sudeep as the villain and Pramod Khanna, brother of late Vinod Khanna, who will be playing Chulbul's father Prajapati Pandey. The movie will also feature actress Wareena Hussain for an item song which has been titled Munna Badnaam Hua. Katrina Kaif must be all smiles and sugar rush today with loads of cake in her tummy. It is after all her 36th birthday. With loads of wishes pouring in on her social media space, it was a special message from one person in specific that caught our eye, however. The person in question was Alia Bhatt, who was known to be Katrina's BFF at one point in time before a certain Ranbir Kapoor supposedly came in between them. Alia's Instagram story, which had the super cute wish for Katrina, addressed her as Dearest Katie and went on to say, "May you laugh and dance all day, shine and smile all year, and give us body goals your whole life." If that isn't a message sweet enough to make you forgive your once best friend for dating your ex-boyfriend, I don't know what is. Despite everything, however, Katrina has been cordial with everyone she shares a past story with, including Ranbir and Alia. In a quote from a Pink Villa article, she mentioned that she doesn't like to hold on to any anger or grudges, and it's always easier to just make peace, be friends, and to be loving. Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas seem to be having a blast as a couple. From public events like the Cannes, to Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas's wedding in France, to going on a holiday together after in Italy, they're certainly living life large. But they definitely don't ignore the smaller fun events too. In a video posted recently by their fan club, the star couple can be seen giving their vocal cords a go at a karaoke night. And guess which song they chose for their turn? Sucker! Well, it's pretty easy to get suckered into singing that song if it's part of the family business, right? In the two-part video, Priyanka can be seen singing the song super enthusiastically, while Nick looks pretty meek and shy. Or maybe he's just sick of singing the song and so he thought he'd give his better half the reins instead. She certainly seemed to be doing the song justice too. Apparently, Priyanka is a known singer and even has a few international songs to her name.
The Quickies on in.com.